website at the moment.
Now, let's also tell you about another story which you might have heard in the news. Senior officials from Qatar have strongly denied recent allegations that their country is supporting groups in Syria such as the Islamic State. The leader of Qatar, the Emir, is visiting the UK this week. Ahead of that visit, Qatari officials said all of their country's activities in Syria are coordinated with Western and Arab intelligence agencies.
Yes, I've been talking to Tom Keating, an independent analyst specialising in terrorist and extremist financing, and I began by asking him where these allegations were coming from.
There is no doubt that when the conflict in Syria began back in 2011, that money flowed from certain countries in the Middle East to support those rebel groups. And certainly money came from Qatar, certainly money came from Kuwait. So it is easy, and I would say lazy, to point the finger at Qatar and say that all these groups in Syria and now in Iraq are being financed by Qatar. I think that's wrong, particularly in the case of the Islamic State. The Islamic State has built up a significant war chest of finance over past years in its previous incarnations as Al-Qaeda in Iraq and so on. So it finances itself internally from the territory it controls and relies far, far less on external finance from individuals or nations.
What, though, specifically relating, I guess, to Qatar, can the West do, if anything?
I don't think there's anything anyone can directly do. I mean, the US Treasury has called Qatar out very strongly, referring to it as having a permissive environment for terrorist financing. Newspapers have clearly looked at the situation and suggested that, you know, Qatar may also be a permissive environment. The fact of the matter is that the enemy of the day that everyone is focused on is Islamic State, and it's not clear at all that Qatar is playing any role in financing Islamic State.
Right. So it is that complicated a picture that they can make the case to say, well, hang on a minute, where's your evidence?
Yes, and the Emir has been very clear on that. I think during the visit in London this week, I would not expect David Cameron to publicly address the topic. I think Qatar is too important an investor in the UK. It provides a significant amount of LNG to the UK.
LNG?
Liquid natural gas. And don't forget that Qatar has extremely good contacts in areas where the West, the international community, does not have good contacts. Who is it who is successfully securing the freedom of hostages in Syria and Iraq when that happens? It's the Qataris. Where does the Taliban have its diplomatic outpost? In Doha. How was a military officer or serviceman from the US Army successfully freed earlier this year via Doha, via the Qataris? Mm. So let's not forget that the Qataris have significant influence, and we would be foolish, I would say, to turn our back on that.
That's Tom Keating there, who I was having a chat to a little earlier, an independent analyst specialising in terrorist and extremist financing. TomKeating.net is his website, Keating with an E on the end of it. Some interesting articles that he's posted about global security issues. I shall tweet a link to that at Chris Mason BBC using the hashtag BBC Newsday.
Let's switch our attention to business. And